Republican Senate sponsor Glenn Grothman of West Bend told colleagues that he wanted to nip early voting in the bud before it spreads to more communities.
Before we have a permanent situation in which we have two classes of citizens in this state, people who live in an area in which they have polls open 60 or 70 hours a week, and people living in areas in which they have early voting 4 or 5 hours a week, I think it's time to make it uniform as soon as we can.
Grothman's bill would limit early in-person absentee voting at a city clerk's office to 45 hours a week. Weekend voting ahead of an election would be banned. The change would be felt most abruptly in Madison and Milwaukee, where early voting and weekend voting has been offered for years. Middleton Democratic Senator John Erpenbach suggested to Republicans that it was no coincidence that those cities vote for Democrats.
There are certain people in this chamber who don't want people to vote using absentee ballots because they're afraid they might not be voting for them.
Milwaukee Democratic Senator Tim Carpenter aimed his criticism at New Berlin Republican Senator Mary Lozick, who sponsored many other election-related bills on yesterday's calendar.
I know the senator from the 28th hates Milwaukee. She hates the poll workers. She hates that blacks and Latinos are coming out.
That was Lozick at the end, loudly objecting. Republicans later admonished Carpenter, though he never backed down from his remarks. Democrats used a procedural move to block a final vote on the bill last night, but their victory was only temporary. Republicans are scheduled to reconvene later this morning to give the bill a final vote. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.